他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。I am not writing this to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children. Even though you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. For this reason, I am sending to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agree with what I teach you and teach everywhere in every church.
我们请小朋友去主日学。
May the children be dismissed. We'll give the time to the speaker.
弟兄姐妹早，我们 brothers and sisters， 这个今天我会用中文和英文都讲哈。那我过去在其他的教会也这样做过，不过很少。如果我中间卡住的话呢，也许底下弟兄姐妹可以帮忙哈。I will be preaching in both Mandarin and English today. If I got stuck somewhere, I'm hoping that you can help me out down there. So today's sermon topic is about the imitator of Christ, a lifetime, you can say, pursuit or insistence. 今天的题目是效法基督，它是一个一生的坚持。我们今天看的这个经文是在哥林多前书的第四章。The Bible verses we'll be covering is chapter 4, 1 Corinthians. 性、哲学甚至宗教，在一个公开的市场里面被论斤论两的待价而沽，而有钱的人呢，可以用钱来买享受，来买朋友，来买盟友，来买地位，来买清高。The sex, philosophy, even religion can be sold in an open market. And the one who has money, they can buy the pleasure. They can buy friends. They can buy alliance. They can buy reputation, social status. 我现在讲的这个不是现在的纽约，不是现在的华盛顿或者是洛杉矶，而是当保罗来到哥林多的时候，哥林多教会的情形。What I was talking about is not the city of New York, it's not Los Angeles, it's not Washington D.C. It's about a city called Corinth, at the time about when poor rich.Corinth in the second missionary trip. 你可以想象到如果一个教会他们的生活不是照着上帝给他们福音的教训而生活，而是照着当时的哥林多的城市里面的人生活的话，教会会是一个什么样的光景呢？ Can you imagine a cityThat do not follow the pattern of the teaching that is given by the gospel, but follow a way of life that is the pattern of the city around them, that is the city of Corinth. What kind of church are you going to get in such situation? 今天的经文保罗说要效法我，当然从十一章第一节我们知道他实际上是在说效法基督，但是到底我们要效法保罗或者说效法基督的什么东西呢？ So in the passage today, Paul said, Be imitator of me. Of course, you know from chapter 11, verse 1, he's talking about imitating Christ. But imitate what exactly?保罗在第十七节后半段他说要纪念 他在基督里怎样行事，在各处教会怎样教导人。As Paul constantly reminds his children in Christ, like what we just read in verse 17, he wanted them to remember, one, his way of life, and secondly, his teaching in church everywhere. 保罗的教导 his teaching, 是在前三章很容易看出来，在其他的圣经也很容易看出来，保罗的教导是一个以基督为中心，或者是说以十字架为中心的一个教导。It is easy to see that from previous chapter and other letters he wrote, his teaching, which is always a Christ-centered or cross-centered gospel. 但是我们今天所要看的，只是希望在第四章里面看看保罗在基督里是怎样行事为人。However, today, I shall focus only on his way of life based on the passage given in passages in chapter 4. 当这个保罗在这个第四到第九节到第十一节的时候，我们可以看见保罗说神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，成了一台戏，被藐视，又饥渴，又赤身肉体，又挨打，没有一定的住处，被人看作世上的污秽。In verse 9 through 13, it says this, displayed at the end of possession, like those condemned to die,been made a spectacle to the whole universe, were dishonored, go hungry and thirst, in rags, brutally treated, homeless. Bless those who cursed us, endure the persecution, being looked down as scum of the earth. 在当时保罗传道的时候，的确他有很丰富的收获。It is true that Paul has a great fruit when he was preaching everywhere. 但是也不都是一帆风顺，就像他所碰到的这个哥林多教会。But it's not always a smooth sail, like the church he has built in Corinth. 有很多令他伤心悲痛的事情，以至于他必须像严严的父亲严严的教训他的子女一样。So,He has to rebuke those brothers and sisters as dear children of Christ. 但是在他的严严的教训的背后，你总是可以看见他一个牺牲的爱，是向着上帝所要拯救的百姓，更是向着他在福音里面所生的这些哥林多教会的信徒。Even behind his tough love, you can see he always backed it up with a sacrificial love that whenever he admonished the children of God, he also showed them the great love toward them, and in particular, the children of God, the children in Christ, that is the church of Corinth.从表面上看，我们刚才看见那些描述保罗的生活，的确是保罗为了做福音的使者，令人与人和好，他甘心乐意牺牲的一个生命。So it depicts a life from the passage we just saw. From the surface, it is indeed a high fidelity description of Paul's life.After being called by God to be an ambassador for Christ, calling people to turn to the Father. 但是同样的描述，不也正是基督在世为了将福音带给世人的写照吗？ But if you read it again, are they not equally a vivid depiction of the life of Christ?你们该效法我，圣经说，像我效法基督一样。 Bible tells us, Paul said this, be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. 圣经又说，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。 The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. 当我刚刚信主的时候，在高中的年代，我上的是一个当地的第一志愿的高中。 So when I just came to Christ, the high school I went to is the number one high school in the city. 我们的学校有一个校园的团契，我们的校园团契也有一个辅导，他的名字叫做妙叔叔。 So our campus fellowship has a counselor. We call him Uncle Miao. 他是一个加拿大的宣教士，他讲了一口流利的国语，虽然有外国腔，讲话非常的温柔，非常的英俊。如果这个你是单身的话，可惜你们已经可能都吃了60年啊。So he's a Canadian missionary. He speaks fluent Mandarin, soft spoken, extremely handsome. If you are single today, you are 60 years too late. 40年之久，我一直以为当我们叫他妙叔叔的时候，他是我们的妙叔叔。我们觉得我们应该是他的服侍当中的一个荣耀，因为我们是当时的学生中的精英，我们一定是他侍奉当中最大的荣耀。 So for 40 years I thought he's our Uncle Miao, and I thought his service to us must be the glory of his service. After all, we are the brightest and smartest students around time. 所以当2010年的时候，有一本关于他一生的书出版了，叫做妙叔叔的故事，我非常的兴奋。 So when the book about his life was published in 2010, titled Uncle Miao and His Boys, I was very excited. Actually, there's a video that showing a shortened version that you can find it in YouTube. 实际上在我们要看一个在 YouTube 上面一个缩短的版本。
这是一个重生得救的基督徒，成为福音天使，跨文化的宣教士，学习耶稣舍己的爱，往前走，没有停留的故事。他87岁了。1948年，他25岁时，离开家乡加拿大温哥华，出发去中国，开始他在中国大陆、香港、台湾长达53年的宣教人生。
So when I picked up this book, 所以当我有一次机会在台湾，我在这个校园团契看到这本书的时候，我就把这本看到这本书，我就拿起来看。我非常兴奋，因为我很着急的就在里面翻在想说，这个不晓得这个书里面会不会讲到我，不晓得会不会至少要讲到我们那个团契吧。 So when I picked up this book in a Christian bookstore when I was in Taiwan, I eagerly flipped through the pages, looking through the stories when he was serving in Kaohsiung. Secretly, I was hoping, maybe just a little bit, wondering if my name would show up in the book. Let's see the second part.
对中国大陆的痛苦的人传福音，对军人传福音，然后对学生传福音。那最后一批，不是最后一批，有还有一批是流浪的青年，学生工人，流浪的孩子。那最后我在台湾的时候。我带了一些流浪的孩子到他们的监狱，到他们的感化院，我是在街上，以后跟他们住在一起。所以神就一步一步的给我一个一个负担，要把福音传给人。
他接待那些在人生成长上有各种困难的学生孩子，给他们一个家的温暖与爱，并引导他们认识耶稣基督。这些孩子学生称自己是妙家的孩子，妙叔叔也成了大家对他的昵称。有时候他为了去探望一些被关在监狱中的孩子，只能探望十分钟，他来回的车程却需要四五个小时。
在那本书里面完全没有提到我的名字，甚至没有提到我们当时的那个团契。一页一页翻过去，一个故事一个故事读完，我是非常的失望，因为在那里面似乎看不到我们自己。我们所看到的是怎么样，他怎么样去照顾那些被自己家庭所抛弃的小孩子。他为他们煮饭，为他们张罗衣服，当他们被关到少年感化院的时候，去探望他们，领他们信主，让他们的生命能够回转。 So it did not have any, it didn't mention my name there at all in the book.Page after page, story after story. I was very disappointed. And because there's no word about me, not even about high school fellowship. It's about while he was serving in, as our counselor, he took care of kids that abandoned by their own families. He cooked for them, clothed them, visited them when they are in juvenile prison, led them to Christ, and turned their life around.所以我想他的生命为什么会伟大呢？他的生命难道不是因为他做了我们这些聪明的小孩子的辅导而变得伟大吗？我想不是的。Sometimes I wonder what makes his life so great. Isn't it that much of the greatness came from mentoring the bright student like us?Who have great influential future? Well, I guess the answer is no. 所以那天虽然我非常失望，因为我没有在妙叔叔的生命里面看见我的生命。但是今天我的希望只是希望别人能够在我的生命里面看见妙叔叔的生命。So even though that day I was very disappointed that I didn't see my life showing up in the life of Uncle Miao. But today, my hope is simply that people can see the life of Uncle Miao in my life. 在历史的长河当中，well, 我可以说的像一个先知一样，因为我要预测 99% 我们当中的人的名字 都不会出现在教会的历史里面。当人们来研究耶稣基督的生平、教会的历史，我们不会看见我们的名字。我们会不会希望别人看见我们的名字的时候，能够看见耶稣基督的生命在我们里面？ So in the long river of church history, speaking like a prophet now, which I'm not, 99% of our names won't be remembered. When people study the life of Christ and his church, they will not see us in his story. But I can only hope that when people read about our life, they will see the life of Christ in me, in you, and in us. 正如加拉太书二章二十节所说的，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。Just like said in the Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. 接下来我们要看一个忠心的仆人的生命。Next, we're going to see a faithful servant, the life of a faithful servant. 在第一节、第二节当中，保罗告诉我们，神对管家和仆人的要求就是忠心。在十七节的地方，他也有意的说，他要差他在福音中所生的这个儿子提摩太那里，到哥林多教会。他说提摩太是那个忠心的儿子。In verse one, chapter one, in verse one to two, chapter four, Paul tells us that what requires of a servant is faithfulness.And in verse 17, he purposefully tells Corinthian church that he is sending Timothy, his son in Christ, who is also faithful, to tell them about Paul's teaching and life. 忠心这个字在上帝的身上通常就会翻为信实。So the same word, faithful, also used to describe God, often translated as faithful.Faithfulness. 比方说在圣经第一章第九节他说是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。 Just like what in the verse, chapter 1 verse 9, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ our Lord.另外一处的经文在十章十三节说，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。 Another famous verse, chapter 10, verse 13, it says this, No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be temptedBeyond what you are able. 所以当上帝向亚伯拉罕启示他自己的名字说我是那自有拥有的时候，那个我是那个字其实是包含了上帝他说我过去就是，我现在还是，我将来也必是。我们的忠心其实是上帝那信实的本性在我们生命里面的一个反应和一个效法。 So the name of God revealed to Abraham, I am, really means I was, I am, and I will be. It reflects the unchanging consistent nature of God, our faithfulness that do things consistently, persistently for life, is a reflection and imitation of God's nature.That is revealed through his very own name. 我知道我已经花了很多时间讲一些，但是我用我那个没有的先知的恩赐再一次来预测，你们当中 99% 的人 会忘掉你一生中 99% 所听过的道。 So that I know that I have said a lot, but with my perfected power, I shall predict that 99% of get 99% of sermons you ever heard in your life. 但是我希望你们至少记住这一点，因为我要告诉你们一个好消息，就是你们不必记得很多，只要在你们记得的真道上面好好的活出活出并且实践出来，一辈子的贯彻实践出来就已经很好。 But I do hope you remember this. I promise it's going to be a very good news to you. You don't need to remember a lot. What you do need is to do well in a few things that you do remember and do it consistently over your life. 当然我不是一个先知，我也没有先知讲道的恩赐，但是在我过去30年、40年非常勤奋的参加主日学中，参加主日崇拜中，我至少算一算也听过1500篇的讲道，加上差不多相同数目的查经聚会，你认为我会记得其中几篇的道理呢？真的能记得的，恐怕不过10-20篇吧。那真能在生命中实践出来的就更少。Though I'm not a prophet, I don't have the gift of prophecy, but I have diligently attended Sunday service for the last 30-40 years. Give or take a few, I must have heard maybe 1,500 more plus sermons and attended probably equal amount of Bible study. How many sermons do you think I remember from those sermons?Maybe a dozen or two. Fewer still are what I can do and do well consistently in life. 那些我真的能记住那些重要上帝的话，都不是单单从听到来的。我所能记得的，都是因为看见上帝的道在一些人的身上活出来，而让我记得的。And the things...Usually I can remember are not the word simply preached to me, but are those words of God that I can see in someone's life. 当我年轻的时候，我有一次参加一个退休会，讲员是非常有名的唐崇荣牧师，大家都知道他的神学非常的深厚。 So when I was young, when I was in graduate schoolI attended a retreat, and the speaker, the main speaker, is a famous Stephen Kane, right? That's his name. Very famous theologian. And 所以我非常的期待他第一天晚上的讲道。可是我那天听他讲道的时候，我实在觉得他讲的不怎么样。我想。我起码已经20几岁了，这些东西大概我都听过，都已经懂。So that night I went with a great expectation. So I thought maybe I'm 20-some years old, so I must have all figured it out. I figured out all the theology. So I thought his talk was not that impressive. 即使到今天，我都还不记得他当时所讲的些什么东西。直到 So even until today, I still cannot remember what he talked about that night. 但是就在那天晚上，我要回宿舍睡觉的时候，在电梯当中，这里旁边是我那时候团契的。舞蹈的妈妈抱着一锅鸡汤，是真的鸡煮出来的汤。So, that night when I was about to go to my room, in the elevator of the to that room, standing next to me is the mother of my fellowship counselor at that time. She held onto a pot of chicken soup. 她说这个是给唐牧师的鸡汤。So she said, this is the soup for Stephen Tang. 我想，哇，他有自己一锅的鸡汤哦。So I thought, wow, Stephen Tang has his own private pot of soup, huh? 然后这个我辅导的妈妈就继续说，她说虽然她今天病得这么重，但是还是跟以前一样，她就是这样子拼命，不顾性命的要传讲上帝的真理。She continued to say that even though he's so sick today, he still gives it all to preach the truth of God. 所以真的在我们的生命里面，很多的时候我们会看见那些东西让我们记得的不是那些讲道，而是生命所反映出来的道。 So it is very true. Often it is not the word preached that impressed us. It is really the word lived that impressed us. 我的确没有记得几篇道，能好好持守的就更少。但是我盼望那极少的几件教训能够刻在我心灵的深处。到了有一天，当我太老记不住什么东西的时候，那几件我已经学会的功课已经成为我生命中的一个部分。不管是年龄，不管是疾病，甚至魔鬼，都没有办法将它夺去。 It is true that I remember only a few things in life.I hope I will do well in a few things I have retained and practice them well into the end of my life. I hope that those few things were ingrained in my soul. Even one day I'm too old to remember. The very few things that I do remember and I have practiced is already part of my soul and no devil.Can take it away. 我不晓得在你现在心中有没有几件事情，有几件上帝的教训，你希望能够深深的刻画在你的灵魂。那些教训靠着上帝的恩典要与你一起进入永恒。 Are there a few things in your heart right now that you desire to be ingrained in your soul? And by the grace of GodOne day, you will carry them into eternity. 你是否会希望成为别人效法的榜样？因为你自己是一个效法基督的人。因此，你也能够成为别人少数在他生命里面记得的榜样。Do you have the desire to be imitated by others? Because you are imitator of Christ.And you will be the source of a few things others will remember in their life. 如果你有这样子的心愿，也许你应该这样子祷告。If you have such desire, maybe you should pray like this. 亲爱的天父，我希望我的生命能够完全交给你，让你成为我生命中的主。Lord, we want to give our life to you. Ask you to be the Lord of our life. 来建立我们的品格，让我们能够成为一个可信赖的人，让我们四周的人觉得我们非常的值得信赖，甚至愿意将他们的小孩子交托在我们的手里。Maybe we pray that we can build up our trustworthy character, trustworthy enough for others around us to be willing to entrust their children for our keeping. 也许我们的祷告应该是希望我们改变我们做一个消费者的基督徒的那种心态，试着在教会里面试着去寻找一个教会，让自己能够被好好的服侍，而转变这样子的生命变成一个试着要去服侍人或者是被人消费的一个生命。 So maybe our prayer ought to be, pray to God that change our consumer mentality as a Christian that looks for a place where we can be best served, and change that life into a life that seeks to serve and willing to be consumed by others for God's sake. 也许我们的祷告是求神让我们忘记我们为他是如何辛苦的工作而竟然没有人纪念。 Maybe our prayer is about not to remember how hard we have worked for Christ and no one noticed us. 也许我们的祷告应该是能够单单为上帝纪念我们而感到满意。 Maybe our prayer ought to be contented to be only remembered and be noticed by God alone. 我们求神能够在我们的祷告里面让我们忠心的在生命里面持续的纪念我们自己这样子的祷告。 So we pray that the faithful God who will take care of and remember our commitment in front of him. 我还没讲完，不过已经要讲结论了。 I'm not done yet, but I'm come to the concluding part. 这个世界呢，是越来越走向个人主义还有消费主义，在教会里面其实也普遍的缺乏一种对教会的认同，将自己视为教会的一部分，与教会同荣同辱，任凭教会被世界同化，不仅是哥林多教会的问题，也是今日教会的问题。 More and more, this world is moving toward individualism, consumptionism.The lack of corporate sense that an individual Christian is part of the body of the Christ and we share the same shame and glory is pervasive in today's church. Allowing the church to be assimilated by the world is not only the problem of Corinth, but the problem for us too.所以让我们能够紧紧的记得保罗在罗马书十二章二节所说的，不要效法这个世界，或者是说效法这世界的模式，只要心意更新而变化。他又在提摩太后书第一章十三节说，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。 So take heed of what Paul said in Romans chapter 12 verse 2 and do not be conformed to this world but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. 在第二章提摩太 and in 2nd Timothy chapter 1:13, retain the standardOr retain the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. 忠心、信心是我们对所信的一份坚持的心，一份坚忍的心，一份前后一致的心。 就效法基督这件事情来说，知道多少、记得多少，都不是最关键的。最关键的是我们要在已经知道的这些事上，一生的坚持来实践出来。你是否愿意说，靠着神的恩典，我愿意。Our faith and faithfulness is about the insistence, it's about the consistence, it's about the persistence in what we believe. In terms of imitating Christ, you don't need to know a lot, you don't need to remember a lot, but you need to do well in the few things you do know and do remember, and do it consistently, do itthroughout your life. Are you willing to say, by God's grace, I'm willing? 愿哥林多前书第一章第八节说，所说的话能够成为你们生命的确据。 May the word in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8 be the assurance of your life. 神必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可指责。He will keep you strong in the, He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the days of your Lord Jesus Christ. 让我们祷告， Shall we pray? 我们希望在每一个主日里面听见你向我们说话。 We pray that on every Sunday morning you will speak to us. 很抱歉我们没有办法记住所有我们所听见的教训跟真理。 Father, we're sorry that we cannot rememberEverything that we have heard regarding you, the truth, the word of your words. 但是求你帮助我们能够时常有机会去回想我们所记得的这几件事情。 Help us to remember a few things we have learned, we have remembered in life. 也许是一颗感恩的态度。 Maybe it's just a grateful thought. 也许是一个谦卑的一个教训。 Maybe it's a lesson of humility. 也许是看见别人那种为了福音的缘故完全摆上的一个榜样。 Maybe it's an example that of a personwho dedicate himself for the sake of your mission. 当我们来到你面前的时候，我们所求的不仅是听到你向我们说话，我们是希望你在我们的生命里面改变我们。 So before we come before you, what we are seeking is not just to hear your words,but to be changed, our life may be changed. 我们这样子祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
要跟随耶稣，我已经决定要跟随耶稣，我已经决定要 要跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。Join them, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
十架在前面，世界在背后。
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 永不回头，永不。
接下来让我们一起起立唱三一颂。
Let's all rise and sing doxology.
Listen to the word of God. 愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。 May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.